A reading from 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 24. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that He appeared to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen Him or known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning. For God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are children of God, and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. For this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life, because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. And this is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as He has commanded us. Whoever keeps His commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit whom He has given us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Philip McClellan, Gethsemane Lutheran Church, North Jackson, Ohio.
During the Christmas holiday, as a child, I remember going with my grandmother on cold and gray days to the cemetery to place large crosses on the graves of our loved ones. In Northeast Ohio, where I lived, every December, I remember it being so hard to drive those crosses into the cold, frozen soil. But when we did it, it was a beautiful sight to look up from the ground to that cross that seemed to rise up from the snow and lift up that gravestone with it to the sky. Anytime you are there among the stones, it is hard, remembering family and friends now gone, but during the holiday season it brings an especially sharp pang to the heart. When we are there in the cemetery, our eyes are usually laid down upon the ground, where the remains are. We wonder, where have they gone, those people who were once so vital and alive in our lives that we can't see or touch any longer? We in ourselves, who we are apart from God, are not eternal. God alone is the only one who is the Eternal One. We are mortal and frail and limited, living in place and time, born and die. And I know we get lost sometimes wondering about what happens to our loved ones who died in the faith. Are they lost, stuck in this world and able to move on? Are they, as they say, watching over us? Have they become a branch in the evergreen or a snowflake on the wind? Is there anything left of them at all? When we look down, all we see is the ground and the remains, what we can touch, and there is no hope to be found there looking down. Because we are not eternal in of ourselves, eternal by our own nature, what hope do we have? See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. God's word affirms for us this beautiful and strange truth, that when all else fails, the love of God remains. God's love remains when all human power has failed. When the body dies, God's love remains for that life that God created and loves dearly. We die and should be beyond all hope, but see what kind of love the Father in heaven has given to us. Though we die, God does not abandon his people to the grave, but preserves our life in his love eternally. When our eyes are laid down upon the ground, wondering where our loved ones are, in Christian faith, lift up your eyes to where your help comes from. Look up to the cross and see the one who is faithful to his children and keeps them alive in his presence. See the cross and remember Jesus. Acknowledging then our complete dependence upon God in these few short years that we have to live in this world, how do we want to live? And what do we want to leave behind? This Christmas season especially, leave behind in the hearts and minds of the ones you love a legacy of faith. That faith, which will be the only thing out of anything else in this whole world that will remain. Leave behind Jesus. So on a cold and gray Christmas holiday, when they come and walk among our stones, they may see our remains there down in the ground, but then look up and see the cross and remember Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Philip McClellan for today's meditation on God's Word.